polls opened in the Syrian presidential elections for Syrian refugees on Wednesday, around a week before Syrians in their country go to the polls on June 3rd. This is Syria's first multi-candidate presidential election after 40 years of rule by the family of incumbent President Bashar al-Assad. Yet, according to the Foreign Ministry in Damascus, only 200,000 of the estimated 3 million Syrians living abroad, both refugees and peacetime residents, are entitled to vote.
In fact, many in the international community and the opposition are already questioning the legitimacy of the elections. Natalie Carney joined some Syrian refugees in Amman, Jordan, as they cast their ballots.
Hundreds of Jordan's roughly 1.3 million Syrian refugees came out on Wednesday to show their support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, waving the Syrian flag and clinging to photos of him, hoping he will win another seven-year term as the country's president. Nahla, a Syrian mother of one, danced in the streets in front of the Syrian embassy where voting was taking place, waving her index finger high in the air. The tip of it had been dipped in black ink, indicating she had cast her ballot.
We are with President Bashar al-Assad with our hearts and souls. Thank God we are by his side. Those against him don't have any effect on us. Every person is free. We will elect him. This is our duty, and we will fulfill it. We fulfilled our duty, and thank God for that.
People lined up between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. to vote. Inside the Syrian embassy, ballots offered three choices. Assad himself, along with 54-year-old Hassan bin Abdullah al-Nouri, a lawmaker from the capital Damascus, and 43-year-old Mahir Abdul Hafiz Hajar, a policymaker from the northern city of Aleppo. Yet both relatively unknown contenders are from government-accepted opposition groups and must meet strict government-directed qualifications to run, fueling allegations over how separate from the current political system they really are. Al-Sheikh Selmin Antir, a religious leader from Syria's Druze community, likened the vote to going to war for the country.
The Syrian people are with the army and with President Assad's wise leadership. Taking part in these elections also means resisting those that are trying to destroy and overthrow Syria's president. So all of us have to stand by the Syrian just cause with the unity of the Syrian land, Syrian people, leadership, and army to defend the Arab nation.
While the joyous mood continued throughout the day, across the road a group of opposition supporters gathered, calling the elections fraudulent, many choosing not to take part. The Syrian government has also barred refugees who left the country illegally from voting, making it impossible for many. Hussein al-Shikari adamantly denied voting while expressing the apathy felt by many of the refugees who opposed the elections.
Of course I didn't vote today, because this process has already been decided. The Syrian elections won't change what we are living in now. President Assad winning these elections will only allow the butcher to shed more blood, while the international community turns a blind eye.
Nazi Abdullah was another young man who deemed the polls illegitimate.
They are just doing this elections to convince the world that the Syrian people wants Bashar al-Assad to stay. But that's not correct at all. Yani you can see what is going on inside Syria. Who on earth would like to elect a president whom is doing this to his country?
He is also questioning the objectives of the presidential contenders.
With this competent for Bashar al-Assad, Maher Hajjar, and the first picture he took to the media to show himself, to present himself as a combatant in these elections, there was a picture or a photo for Bashar al-Assad behind him on the wall.
Security in and around the embassy was tight as tensions ran high between people of all ages, both for and against the elections. As Jordanian police stopped crowds from gathering and cars from sitting idle, an older woman called a young group of boys protesting the elections dogs as she spat into the opposition's three-star flag and then used it to blow her nose. Violence within the refugee community in Jordan is relatively low as both sides keep to themselves. While the Syrian government is portraying the elections as a model of democratic reform and resolve, Western countries have condemned them, and the United Nations have said they will make it less likely to end the war through diplomacy. Diplomatic progress between the government and main opposition umbrella group, the Syrian National Coalition, has made little headway since talks in Geneva stalled earlier this year. While the election results are unlikely to hold much weight internationally, they are being seen by some as historic for a country that has spent the last four decades being ruled by one family. Referendums on the president's performance were as close to democracy as the country got. Yet this in itself is seen as progress for some, such as Nahla.
Each person has his own will and is free. It's a democracy. I am free. I am free to choose the president I want. These Syrian elections are the most joy we can have. It's like a wedding. We're very happy.
Yet the absence of thousands of voices in this election has many seeing them as controversial at best.